This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. Thanks be to God for the creation of the telephone. Bell created the telephone. And by telephone, Anthony will be with us, and we will be able to be as if we're in the same room together. So I'm looking at the Song of Solomon, the third chapter. Upon my bed at night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. I called him, but he gave no answer. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets of the squares. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. The sentinels found me as they went about the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I passed by them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. To seek the Lord is to find the Lord. I held him and would not let him go. Are you seeking the face of the Lord himself? Are you seeking God? Or are you seeking gifts? I don't seek gifts. I want to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is so near. Oh, yes. What does that imply? There's going to be a time when he's not going to be near. There's going to be a time when we seek him and we don't find him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is so near. Anthony, have you been seeking the Lord today?
With all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, without my being. Because what else is there? This life is only to know Jesus Christ and the Father who sent him. Because it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through me, who speaks in my words, who prays in my hand, who thinks in my mind, who loves in my heart, that I've given Jesus total dominion over my life, that we find Jesus not only in the joys, but in the sufferings, not only in the loyalty, but when people come against you. Because Jesus said, count it all as joy, brethren. Or James said, when you endure fiery trials, because these trials will make you complete, whole, and lacking nothing. Everything you're going through today is a great gift from God. There was a saint who saw Jesus in heaven, and what Jesus was given to his most beloved people were crosses upon this earth, were crosses to the saints. And the people who received these crosses with love, they were confirmed in holiness. They shared in the sufferings of Christ so they could share in his glory. What are the crosses you carry today? See, the crosses are usually people that God puts in your life. Because the plan for God in your soul is that you are perfect, that you are complete, and that you are lacking nothing, that you are conformed into the image of Christ. See, the life in the spirit, it's a zero-sum game. Because if God gives you suffering, you attach it to the cross of Christ and offer it to the Father. When you get joy and glory, you go and you release it to every person. Maybe we can't find Jesus in his humanity today. Maybe you don't feel the presence of Jesus. Jesus didn't always feel the presence of the Father. But what we can always have is the will of God. The will of God is where we find Christ. Maybe I don't feel Jesus today. Maybe I don't like what's going on in my life today. But I always have the will of the Father. And all I need to do today is exactly what God is calling me to do, moment by moment. And it doesn't need to be a big thing. If you don't know what Jesus is calling to you today, I can tell you. He's calling you to tell him you love him, you bless him, you enjoy him. He's calling you to be grateful for the things that you do have, not looking at the things you don't. He's calling you to get into prayer, because if you don't have a prayer life, you have no connection to heaven. And without a connection to heaven, we cannot know the will of God or receive God's love.
Amen. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares. I will seek him whom my soul loves. Are you seeking him today, whom your soul loves? Are you seeking Jesus Christ today, whom your soul loves? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is so near. We know that in seeking God, we are doing the will of God. Seeking the face of Jesus, we are doing the will of God. How many times have I come to this microphone in darkness, not experiencing the holy, awesome light that comes from the face of Jesus, but knowing that if I open my mouth and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit, that things are going to happen despite my lack of not feeling Jesus. People think when the feelings go, it's all over. Oh, no. I do not rely on my feelings. I rely on the Word of God. And what does the Word of God say? I love you with an everlasting love. I am with you. I shall not leave you orphaned. I am the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, yes. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the face of Jesus Christ. How much we need the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people in your circles that don't know Jesus, and you know him. What are you doing about it? Are you at least praying for them? Are you doing something so that maybe one day someone, and if not you, would tell them about the Master? Are you saying, well, you know, I don't want to come on too strong. I'm going to tell you, the devil comes on strong. He comes on strong, and he doesn't care about how strong he comes on. I want to be single-minded and single-hearted in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus himself. And I want to tell people, every person, one at a time, that they are loved with the love of God the Father through the cross, death, and resurrection of Jesus. You are loved today with an everlasting love. I'm not saying you feel it. I'm saying I know it, and you know it, because he said, I will never leave you orphaned. I will never leave you orphaned. I will send for you the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. And what happens in the Holy Spirit? He makes Jesus our contemporary. He makes Jesus our contemporary. Without the Holy Spirit, I've got zilch, nothing, nada. Without the Holy Spirit, this broadcast goes on deaf ears. If anything is happening through this broadcast, it's because of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit in the people who are listening. That's real. That's real. That's why I must be single-minded, single-hearted, and focus my all attention and words upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Not even upon the church. Oh, I love the church. Christ died for the church, but I do not proclaim the church. I proclaim Jesus Christ. And the proclamation of Jesus Christ, the church is upbuilt. Oh, yes. The church is upbuilt in the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and rose again from the dead.
Death to self. To effectively preach the gospel, Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. When you become nothing, God becomes everything in you. It's a dangerous prayer, but as you pray, Lord, let me be nothing and God become everything in me, the fire of God starts to burn in you. And it burns up everything that doesn't have to do with heaven. You get crosses. You get painful situations. You have people persecuting. Jesus said this is all coming. But all you have to do is say, Fiat, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. We want to be laser focused on the Father's will. When Jesus was on this earth, he was laser focused to getting to the cross. It didn't matter what people were doing to him. People were saying to him. People were lying about him. People were hurting him. People were beating him. He put himself aside to become a living sacrifice for the whole world. Will you become a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ? To live the life that Jesus Christ came. To live only to do the Father's will. Whether it feels good, whether it feels bad, whether it doesn't matter. See, we need to give up control. We need to give up our desires and ask the Lord to put his desires in our heart. We need to give up this lack of not wanting to suffer. Because people who suffer the most are people who try to avoid suffering. People who suffer the most are people who run from suffering. It's like someone who's addicted to alcohol and they never want to go through the detox of coming off the alcohol. So they have to drink for 40 years. But when you just go through it for 4 or 5 days, when you just go through the suffering and the crosses God tells you to go through with the divine intensity, clinging with all your heart to Jesus Christ, on the other side of that cross is death to self and life and the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus has it all figured out for you, but he needs you to die to yourself. He needs me to die to myself. I gave my life to Jesus 7 years ago, and I said, Jesus, you have it all. Whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, whatever it is, take it. Take my life. Take my will. Take my desires. Take my heart. Whatever you're calling me to do, I will do it. Whatever suffering you're calling me to go through, I will go through it. When God called me to go preach in Salem, but I still wasn't fully delivered. I just went, and I was getting cursed by every witch and warlock in the city. They would come visit me at night, astral projecting. They would kick my butt in the spirit. But I said, nothing is going to run me off the will of God, because greater is in me that is in the world. Jesus Christ has victory through me. I am a portal for heaven, as all of you are. And you know what? Eventually, your spirit catches up with the truth. But you need the word of God. Like when I'm going through trials and I read James, he says, count it all as joy, brethren, when you endure fiery trials, because these trials will make you complete, lacking in nothing and perfect. See, then when I go through trials, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this, because this is allowing me to exert my faith in you. The Bible says, blessed are you when they persecute you and revile you for my name's sake. For your reward will be great in heaven. You know, when people persecute you and come against you for the namesake of Jesus, that you're not only sharing in the life of Jesus, but these people are building you palaces in heaven. And you don't need to defend yourself, because you let God fight your battles for you. You don't need to do anything except say, Fiat, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. And you love Jesus, and you pray to Jesus, and you just let Jesus take you through everything, because what he is trying to do is detach you from yourself.
Oh, yes, some people think, I've given my life to Jesus, but you know what? Everything's going to come out sunshine. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Oh, there's going to be sunshine, but there's also going to be darkness. Oh, yes. We're going to fight against the sin that wants to consume us in the name of Jesus. And I won't tell you, every one of us has a pet sin. A pet sin that wants to consume us. Only Jesus can deliver us from that pet sin. You see, no one is exempt from the pet sin. The enemy knows our pet sin, and he knows how to torment us. But we need to be grounded in the name of Jesus and in the person of Jesus. Grounded in Christ, no matter what happens. I tell you, Christianity, it's not easy to live for Christ. And people that say, they're lying. It's not easy. You know why? Because the world is going downstream. Downstream like the Niagara Falls. And we're called to go upstream over the Niagara Falls. And it's difficult. That's why we're in a perfect need of the Holy Spirit. We cannot go upstream without the Holy Spirit. We'll compromise. I remember one day, many years ago, I was a priest, and this young man who was a priest was going to be stationed in Boston. He came to be prayed for so that he would preach the gospel. I said to him, my friend, you need to be simple. You need to proclaim Jesus. You need to give your whole life to Jesus every day. Don't worry about, do I say this or that? God will give you the words. But you've got to know, it's a simple message. Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead and wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. That's your vocation to tell people. I'm going to tell you, most people know nothing about the Holy Spirit. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And yet the resurrection points to the coming of Pentecost. I want to live Pentecost. I don't really want to celebrate it one year or one day a year. I want to live Pentecost. And there's a cost in Pentecost. There's a cost in being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that cost will be yourself crucified with Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, if you're not crucified with Jesus Christ, you'll be crucified with the world. Because everyone will be crucified. Many people crucified in the world. No. I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and you and who gave himself for us. I want to be in Christ Jesus. And sometimes it's very difficult. If people say, well, you know, once you've given your life to Jesus, it's easy. No, it's very difficult because we live in a world that's totally anti-Christ. I don't know if you know that. The world hates Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it does. Antichrist. We are not antichrist. We are for Jesus Christ in word, in sacrament, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. I am not antichrist by the grace of God. I am in Christ, and you too. Who have you told about Jesus in the last month? Who have you witnessed to about the Lord Jesus Christ this last month? Well, you know, I'm timid. Oh, you're timid, are you? But you know how to get something that you need. You know how to save until you get it. Oh, you don't have to be timid. That's a lie. They called me and the child Timid Tom. No more. Not Timid Tom. I want to speak the praises of God. I want to speak about the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come upon us like never before. We're desperate for you, wonderful Holy Spirit. We desperate. Oh, yeah, we speak in other languages. Oh, yes, we prophesy. But more than that, we want you, Holy Spirit. We want you to be the guest of our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou, Holy Spirit, our most comforter best, the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our innermost being fill. Holy Spirit, with thou art not, we have not, nothing, nothing, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will right now. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore you and confess you evermore, give us your sevenfold gift, the sevenfold gift of the Holy Spirit that will lead us to intimacy with Jesus Christ. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Does he have you? That's the issue. Oh, you received him at baptism. Oh, you received him at confirmation. But does he have you? Oh, a lot of people received him, but they don't have him, and he don't have them. Give yourself to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Help me proclaim to people one at a time about the salvation won through the blood of Jesus.
Because where the Holy Spirit is, timidity has no place. Timidity is not of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of boldness, of joy, of life abundantly. Wherever the rivers of the Holy Spirit is flowing, it's washing away the junk and placing the divine life within you. The same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is flowing through your being, bringing life to your mortal body. You are a supernatural being living in a natural world. You have the power of God within you if you have the courage to release it. You have the love of God within you, and your job is to release that love. But only the Holy Spirit brings us into the love of God, brings us into the thoughts and the destiny that God has for us. Because who can know the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? Without the invoking the Holy Spirit, you cannot be filled with God's divine life, which he had destined for you before the foundation of the world. You see, we're not only living in an Antichrist world, but we're living in an Antichrist body. Why, St. Paul said, I had to beat my body after he preached so he wouldn't be counted worthless. We need to battle against our desires, our temptations, but it is the Holy Spirit that comes and overshadows us and changes us from the inside out. But when you are in heaven, everything you are anxious and worried about on this earth, you're going to realize you never had to be worried about a thing because God had it figured out. Worry and anxiety is a gift from God. It's telling you something needs to change. It's telling you something in you is not in alignment with the kingdom of God. It's telling you that God is trying to change and move something within you into the order of God. Because when we come into the alignment of the kingdom of God, there is a peace that passes all understanding. Whether we are in trial, whether we are in adversity, whether we are in persecution, Jesus promised us the peace that passes understanding. Happiness has to do with your circumstances. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I may not be happy with what's going on, but I am filled with joy because I am filled with the divine life of Christ. In the hope and the salvation that is to come, and that he will use me to work his power through you. He will use you to speak his word through you. He will use you to bring people to salvation through you. But we can only release what we have received. That is why the most important part is forming a divine relationship with Jesus Christ in the private time, where there is no one, where you are alone. See, the fruit of me and Father Tom's ministry is being alone with Jesus in the chapel for hours. It's through suffering and attaching the suffering to the cross of Christ and offering it to the Father. It is closing your door and praying in your room when no one is watching. Because what you have received from Christ in the good, the bad, the ugly, and that alone time with the Lord, that is the overflow that spills out of you to everyone you come across.
And it's not about feeling. I tell you, it's not about feeling. It's about knowing. It's about putting Him first. It's not, I feel it. Oh, no. I would never be at this microphone if I waited for my feelings. I want to proclaim Jesus. Even when I'm in feeling Death Valley, it doesn't stop the proclamation of the gospel. The enemy wants me to stop because I'm in Death Valley. But I say no. In Death Valley, I know I have a Redeemer. I have a Victor King. I have Jesus, even when I'm in Death Valley. And this Death Valley is going to end, because Death Valley has an ending. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.